Coming up on episode number 617, we take a trip down the yellow-covered road as we listen to some covers of a movie that came out 70 years ago this year. 1939 saw the introduction of the movie The Wizard of Oz, the adaptation of the book, and so many things have been influenced by that movie, so many other movies, so many songs, and you're going to hear some covers of those songs from the movie and a few extra little things. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is October. Boy, I keep wanting to say September. It's October 8th, 2009. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to the Wizard of Oz cover story here on Coverville. Tonight, bring you some covers of songs from the movie, as well as a few extra little tidbits we'll get to near the end of the show. But let's go ahead and listen to a call that kind of set the wheels in motion here.
Hey, Brian, I'm listening to this is Greg from Leesburg, Virginia, and I'm listening to Coverville 607. It's one of your best. I really appreciate that. It's a nice show. Thank you. But I was listening to Lockjaw, who suggested that you do one of the shows, and I was thinking about a show based on the Wizard of Oz covers. It might be pretty good. I know personally of a few, especially bluegrass covers, that are really really fun to listen to, so it would be great to hear that. But thanks a lot, and you're doing a heck of a good job over there. Let's hear from Uncle George, too, in that Queen show. I'm waiting for that one. See you later, Brian. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Greg. Yes, well, you know, and in listening to that again, I realized I didn't include any bluegrass covers of Wizard of Oz tracks in tonight's show. However, I did include a lot of great stuff. And why don't we kick things off with something that seems very timely when you listen to it now, especially with what's going to be happening tomorrow on October 9th, which is the LCROSS mission, basically where NASA is going to, quote-unquote, bomb the moon to uncover some, to see if there's some ice up there, if there's evidence of water. And as you listen to the next track, which is, of course, a cover of the most famous song from The Wizard of Oz, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, you'll kind of be inspired as to what NASA's doing. Here is a group called, I'm sorry, here is Gina and Tony from a 2007 album called Moonbow with Over the Rainbow.
Birds fly over the rainbow. Why the why? smelled like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me somewhere over the rainbow.
Me Mirrorball Associates with the Scarecrow's Lament. If I Only Had a Brain, from the 2008 album Mirrorball Associates Covers Volume 1. That is, as far as I know, the only release by the Mirrorball Associates, which is an offshoot, kind of a solo side project of the band Black Lab, out of Berkeley, California. Great alternative band called Black Lab. If I Only Had a Brain, there by Mirrorball Associates. Before that, Proving That You Don't, You Just Can't Have Enough Xylophone in Your Song. That is We're Off to See the Wizard / Follow the Yellow Brick Road by Martin Denny. And you'll find that on a brand new Ultra Lounge CD. I love these Ultra Lounge CDs. This one is called Nursery Rhythms, and it's just, you know, good background music, good music to put on when you're doing the chores, doing housework, running around, whatever. Martin Denny, again, with We're Off to See the Wizard. And then we start things off with Gina and Tony and their cover of Over the Rainbow, originally sung by Judy Garland in the movie. That comes from an album called Moonbow from 2007, and makes a great little tribute to the work that that they're doing up in space tomorrow, that NASA's going to be doing. Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine, Audio Engine USA, and their fine, fine selection of speakers. How do I know? Because I use them myself. They are fantastic. The sound quality on these is just clear as a bell, and they come in so many different varieties that there's absolutely one to fit your needs, your lifestyle. Other than speakers, though, they also have devices that allow you to use your iPod, use your laptop wirelessly with your stereo system, with your TV, things like that. So let's talk a little bit about the Audio Engine W1, which is the premium wireless audio adapter. These are a pair of USB plugs, basically. One goes into your source that you want to send audio out of. The other one goes into, you know, where you want the audio to go. Basically, it sends it wirelessly via Bluetooth, and it's instantaneous. There's no delay, so you can actually plug one of these into your laptop, the other one into your stereo system, and watch a movie without worrying about the voices not syncing up. It comes with a power plug, so let's say you don't have one of the devices that you use doesn't have USB, no problem. It's got an eighth-inch jack. Each of them have an eighth-inch jack, one for audio coming in, the other one for audio going out, and you can use this with just about anything because of how versatile they are with the power plug or with your laptop, with your desktop, with whatever you want to use it. It's really, really slick. The Audio Engine W1's available from Audio Engine USA. And when you're ready to buy, make sure you use the Coverville coupon code, which is COVERTEN, COVERTEN. And that'll get you 10% off of your purchase at AudioEngineUSA.com. All right, so we ended that last set with the Scarecrow's introductory song there, If I Only Had a Brain. Let's go ahead and pick up set two with the equivalent song from The Tin Man. Of course, If I Only Had a Heart. This one's performed by Afghan Whigs. Thank you.
king of the forest. Not queen, not duke, not prince, or the artist formerly known as Prince. My regal robes of the forest would be satin, not cotton, not chintz. I'd command each thing, be it fish or fowl, with a woof and a woof and a royal growl. As I'd click my heel, all the trees would kneel, and the mountains bow, and the bulls kowtow, and the sparrow would take wing. Fie, fie, were king. Each rabbit would show respect to me, the chipmunk's genuflect to me. Though my tail would lash, I would show compassion for every underling. Fie, fie, working, just king. All I survey. Ma ha 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 ha.
Oh, your majesty, if you were king, you wouldn't be afraid of anything?
Not nobody, not nohow.
Not even a rhinoceros?
Impossorous.
Well, how about a hippopotamus?
Why, I'd trash him from top to bottom.
Supposing you met an elephant?
I'd wrap him up in cellophant.
What if he were a brontosaurus?
I'd show him who was king of the forest.
How?
How? Courage. What makes a king out of a slave? Courage. What makes the flag of the mast to wave? Courage. What makes the elephant charge his tusk in the misty mist or the dusky dusk? What makes the muskrat guard his musk? Courage. What makes the Sphinx the seventh wonder? Courage. What makes the dawn come up like thunder? Courage. What makes the Hottentot so hot? What puts the ape in apricot? What it ain't got that I ain't got?
Courage.
You can say that again. Huh? For courage is the thing of kings. With courage I be king of kings. And a whole year round I be hailed and crowned by every living thing.
She's dead. The wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy heads. Rub your eyes, get out of bed. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead.
She's gone.
We'll be right back.
no miracle. What happened was just this.
From 1982, that was Klaus Nomi from his album Simple Man with a cover of Ding Dong, The Witch Is Dead. Now, Klaus Nomi, a lot of people have asked me to put some Klaus Nomi on the show. He's a German countertenor with a really, really wide vocal range, but his performance style is absolutely mesmerizing. He's very eclectic in his style. He's very flamboyant in his appearance. He's got one of those plastic tuxedos like David Bowie wore. As a matter of fact, he was one of David Bowie's backup singers in 1979 when David Bowie appeared on Saturday Night Live. And you'll find other covers of Klaus Nomi, things like Lightning Strikes by Lou Christie and The Twist by Chubby Checker, things like that. Very, very unusual performer. He was also one of the first performers, one of the first celebrities, well-known celebrities, to die from complications from AIDS. He died in 1983 from the disease at the age of 39, but was such a tremendous performance artist, not just a musician, but a performance artist, Klaus Nomi. Do a quick search on YouTube and look for some of his performances, because it's truly something to see. Before that, If I Were King of the Forest. Now, that was you probably recognize the vocals there as Nathan Lane, Broadway superstar Nathan Lane. That comes from a 1996 concert called The Wizard of Oz in Concert, Dreams Come True. And I really wanted to find this CD to include a song from on the show, because the other performers in this thing, and you heard some of them singing along with Nathan Lane in that song. Jackson Brown played the Scarecrow. Roger Daltrey was the Tin Man. Jewel was Dorothy. You heard her cross between her Southern accent and her best Judy Garland impersonation there, as well as Deborah Winger as the Wicked Witch, Joel Grey as the Wizard, and Natalie Cole as Glinda the Good Witch. A really, really impressive album, which also features Dr. John, David Sanborn, Ronnie Spector, Phoebe Snow. Really, really cool album to pick up, concert album to pick up. And I played If I Were King of the Forest from that. Before that, If I Only Had a Heart, performed by the Afghan Whigs, kind of a slower, down-tempo, melancholy version of that song from their EP, Honky's Ladder. Now, you might be thinking, all right, Brian, well, yeah, you've played all the big songs from Wizard of Oz. There's probably nothing left to do. The show's over, right? Oh, no, no. Because of the influence that The Wizard of Oz has had on popular music, I've got another set of covers to play for you, the first of which comes from Keane and Faultline from Help, A Day in the Life.
Beyond the ever-breaking road, I happens late when things are real and people share the gift of gab between themselves. Some are quick to take the bait and catch the perfect prize that waits among the shells. But Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. And cause never was a reason for the evening or the topic of Sir Galahad. So believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, 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 round. Smoke glass stained the bright colors and it's going down, 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 down. Like bubbles. Oh, oh, oh. But Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. And Claus never was a reason for the evening or the tropic
father was
So I hear you. I hear what you're saying. You're saying, okay, goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. That makes sense. You know, the Yellow Brick Road. Tin Man, of course, by America, covered that, sure. What does House of the Rising Sun have to do with Wizard of Oz? Well, it's not the name of the song. It's the performer. That comes from a 2002 all-cover album called Through the Looking Glass. That was a whole different album, Through the Looking Glass. Through the Looking Glass, which was released by Toto. much to the disappointment of their fans who were looking for some new material. Although I think it's a great cover album, as a matter of fact. I mean, there's covers of Elvis Costello, Bob Marley, Steely Dan on there. Great album called Through the Looking Glass. Nothing that takes the song in a hugely different direction, but it does have that Toto session performer sound to it, so it's very good. House of the Rising Sun by Toto. Before that, Tin Man, originally by America, covered there by Incognito for their album Bees and Things and Flowers, which the order of which was changed for the import. And we start off the set with Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Keane and Faultline. That was part of that tribute, that charity album, Help a Day in the Life. Great cover there of the Elton John classic. And with that, we're going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for listening and all your support. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line, leave a message, like you heard Greg in Virginia at the top of the show. That number is 206-222-COVER, or you can go to the forums, to the website, leave your notes in the comments, in the show notes. A lot of great ways to get in touch with me. The website also features other links, other attractions, other ways to listen to the show. I've got a new button up there on the right side that lets you just click in and listen to the show in a little player. Especially good if you're at work, you want to listen to some Covervilles or something, and you want to just have it go through the last several episodes. You can do that now. There's an app for that. You'll find all of that at coverville.com. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Not sure. Maybe an all-request show. Maybe a theme. I've got a couple ideas. That'll all be coming up next week. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.